It's Friday, the 26th of April, and I am Leonard Witbeen with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. In May, the Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority is hosting FinTech Square, an event dedicated to exploring the fusion of finance and technology. The event will spotlight cutting-edge financial innovations with the potential to overhaul traditional practices. NAMFISA spokesperson Victoria Muranda.
The event for FinTech is themed FinTech Unleashed, showcasing innovation at the square. The event will take place on the 30th and 31st of May 2024 at the Vento Country Club starting 8 o'clock. To apply for a chance to exhibit solutions of FinTech Square, innovators of non-bank financial services can apply by scanning the QR code on the NAMFISA website.
Penda Neronga, representing the Namibia Progressive Party, proposes that mines contribute over 36 million yearly to combat the nation's housing crisis and potentially reduce unemployment. Neronga hints at expanding the scope of contributions through a development tax to support additional solutions.
We also look at it, the shops we got in this country, that what are we benefiting as Namibians? Why we cannot request all this, like, development tax in a way that if it's a small shop, they only contribute 1,250. Why the big shops like ShopRite and Pick and Pay and the Metros and others, those are the fall in the category of 3,000 Namibian dollars per month for each shop.
The Bank of Namibia is launching its instant payments project today, designed to revolutionize payments transfers by offering rapid transactions. Instant payments credited within 10 seconds of processing present a speedy alternative to conventional methods. Deputy Finance Minister Maureen Hindambwende underscores the initiative's importance, aligning with global trends towards real-time financial transactions.
The payments platform would enable people to transact. You know, we are moving in the edge of digital economy. And e-money is quite an industry that enables people to access financial services. Now, this payment system is quite a milestone because it will offer platform on a much cheaper rate. Therefore, the e-money systems should become much affordable. So this payment platform is a balancing act in that regard.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has commended the country's airports company in collaboration with airlines for their efforts to enhance accessibility for persons with disabilities at airport facilities. This initiative includes designated parking, assisted lounges, and private search facilities. The leader delivered a keynote address at the Transport Summit on Universal Accessibility at the Birchwood Conference Center in Ekurhuleni. According to Ramaphosa, this initiative reflects a commitment to inclusivity, ensuring equal access to transportation infrastructure for all citizens, regardless of physical ability. The U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than expected in the first 3 months of the year. Analysts saw elevated interest rates and stubborn inflation are the major headwinds. From New York, William Denslow brings us the report.
According to the advanced estimate, U.S. gross domestic product ticked up 1.6% in the first quarter. That's shy of the 2.5% some analysts expected, and far short of the 3.4% annualized growth seen in the last 3 months of 2023. Personal consumption, the biggest driver of the US economy, dropped off to 2.5% in Q1 compared to 3.3% in the quarter prior. The labour market has been a source of strength for the economy, but the Federal Reserve has been reluctant to start lowering interest rates until price pressures cool more prodigiously. William Denslow, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.